Hello, I'm going to read this piece that I wrote recently. I can't define it. It's I guess that little memory history piece. It's done also English and Spanish and English. So it kind of strange. So I hope whoever listens to this has to be, you know, bilingual. Called Notas del Pasado de los Mexicoamericanos del Mestizaje Mexicoamericano. It's called El Cucuy, Nuestra Sangre Chicana. Más antes, nuestros padres y tatas nos contaban en las noches oscuras cuentos del Cucuy poderoso, especialmente durante las tempestades con enormes relámpagos y vientos, durante los chubascos. Nos contaban más enseguida también de la Llorona, que fue una mujer condenada a rodear el mundo en busca de sus hijos, de sus bebés que en su vida propia había tirado en el río, como en los abortos, y cuando se ahogan después de tirarlos adentro del río. Pero por seguro la Llorona siempre se oía en las noches, cualquier ruido que sonaba como ¡ay, ay! ¡Mis niños! ¿Dónde están mis niños? Which meant that she would settle for one of us, giving us powerful warnings not to get too close to the banks and body of water, because La Llorona could not distinguish between us and the infants that she had thrown in her life. Therefore, we had to be sure not to get too close to the rivers, to the river banks, because if we fell in, we were doomed. Nuestras mamacitas y abuelitas nos contaban sobre cosas de los espantos, y así es que los espantos de Ghost siempre nos contaban que ahí viene el cucuy por los niños que no ponen atención. Así es que vale más que se porten bien. Uy, uy. Ahí viene la Llorona gritando por sus niños. Every inexplicable, mournful, or desperate sound was related to the forces of evil. And we were given the warning, little children, you better take heed, so that we in turn, as we grew older, would have fun at night telling the stories that we had heard most of our life. So when we grew up, able to elaborate, to give our own version of the stories, our mom, Clotilde, she was a good storyteller, however, she kept having babies. She had five of us, Cifuentes, and then eight Martinez, so she ended up with little time left to tell stories. However, she never stopped warning us in terms of what was good or bad. The warning that most mystified us was the one that she would always give us when she saw us using more than one teaspoon of sugar for our post-hostess. Don't eat too much sugar, because if you do, you'll end up getting sugar diabetes. So in thinking back, I realized that the tone that Mama used in warning us against diabetes was the same as warning that we had gotten against cucuy. So, sugar diabetes. What was that, we thought? Our mindset considered it, and it still remained pretty much unsolved until recently, and now we know. I hope to do a little follow-up on this regarding the perhaps the same theme.